are back here on WWGH Radio, and it's time for the big drawing for the Columbus Zoo tickets, and, we did. We have to do that every so often. All right. Give me a number between 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8 for a pair of tickets to the Columbus Zoo.
How about 5?
Number 5. That would be Pat.
Oh, my goodness. I thought for sure I had picked Trish.
Yeah. Well, Pat, you are the winner of 2 passes to the Columbus Zoo. Now, Pat, you can pick these up today up until 1 o'clock or today between 4 and 5 o'clock. Up till 1 o'clock today or 4 and 5 o'clock. Pat, if you're still out there, give us a call. Let us know. 740-383-9944.
Who's going to be here between 4 and 5?
Nate.
Oh, okay, cool.
Nate's on today with Offbeat News and Trivia from 4 to 5. Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon will be on from 6 to 7. And tonight I will be at the Ice Cream Social, which is being held at the Marion-Salem United Methodist Church at the corner of Marion Edison Road and Salem Road, 1640 Salem Road in Clarendon. There will be chicken sandwiches, hot dogs, homemade noodles, baked beans, coleslaw, potato salad, pie, cake, coffee, tea, soft drinks, ice cream. I'll see you tonight at the Ice Cream Social. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, this is Charlene. I just was up there and picked up the tickets.
Yes.
Hey, the Wild. I did not realize that was so far away.
Yeah, it's pretty far away.
Swap them back out for 2 more tickets to the zoo.
Yeah, that's no problem.
Just
okay,
stop on
you'll
by.
Be there till 1.
What's that?
You'll be there till 1.
Yeah, you will be here till 1. Did you talk to your niece about getting a performance?
She said she wouldn't sing it over the phone, but that she would sing it into my phone, and then you could play it on the air if you wanted to.
Okay, well, let's hope we hear it.
Okay.
Thank you, bye-bye.
Cool.
Well, she'll be back to get her 2 zoo tickets.
Zoo
now,
tickets,
and Pat,
okay.
So these would be the zoo you'll exchange them for when
okay.
she comes in.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay, and then just put the Wilds right there.
Okay.
Those are for Nate later
okay.
on.
Okay.
All right. We're doing our, what do you call this?
A mess.
No, what do you do, what do they call this?
Potpourri?
You don't do your potpourri at home. What do you do? Your odd, house cleaning.
Tell
We're
me.
Doing some house cleaning.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, all right.
I'm not telling you what I
We're
do.
We're going to give away some more tickets this hour, but this hour, I'm not going back to the book because, you know, we did that. So we're going to have to come up with some more eclectic questions.
I got one for
Well, go ahead.
Okay.
Don't whine.
We can go to athletic...
athletic trivia.
Athletic trivia.
You'll ask one, and then I'll ask one.
I'm going to ask one about Ohio.
Well, go right ahead. By the way, if anybody knows anything that happened...
What?
Just cut you right off.
No, I was looking at the fly going by.
Oh, my.
Go ahead.
Hey, if anybody knows what happened on Route 309 this morning over by Harding High School, the on-ramp was closed for a period of time around 9 o'clock this morning. Give us a buzz. 740-383-9944. All right, go ahead.
The question.
Yes.
I always liked the Akron basketball team. What is their mascot?
The Akron basketball team's mascot. Oh, and we also, where's the Balloon Festival?
Yeah.
What county?
You still got that one going.
You can answer either one of those. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. So what is the Akron mascot, and where is the...
I just looked it up, and it's
Big
in the
Balloon Festival.
It's in the county
All
that
right.
I think it is.
Okay, whatever. Go ahead, caller.
Bobcats.
Bobcats?
Nope, that's not the Akron. That's the Ohio University Bobcats.
Okay.
Close enough.
All right, no Bobcats.
No Bobcats.
The what are we looking for here? The Akron?
The Akron basketball team mascot.
Okay, or... the county where they have the big balloon festival right around this time of year. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Zippy the kangaroo.
Yes, it's Zippy.
Zippy the
and he's
kangaroo.
A kangaroo from Akron. Yes.
All right, Trish, we got you in.
Thank you.
Trish trying for a win today.
Yeah, she should have had it on the last one. I just picked the wrong number.
You picked the wrong number and I went to Pat.
That was okay because I like Pat too.
But we still don't know the county in which the Balloon Fest
is
held.
No, I think you're...
Go ahead, caller.
Wrong.
Oh, we lost it. Where is the Balloon Fest held? 740-383-9944. 44. Go ahead, caller. Are you there, caller?
Yeah, is it Logan County?
What's that, Bob?
Logan.
Not Logan. Logan. Okay. Not Logan County.
Have you ever been down to Logan to, the parks down the, what is it, Lake Logan County Park or something like that? Where the lake is and Old Man's Cave. It's beautiful down there.
Go ahead, caller.
Dayton, Ohio.
Not Dayton.
I think your book is wrong.
It would be a county.
Yeah, I know.
Again, it's a county.
I think somebody gave it to you earlier.
You think so?
Yeah, I do.
All right. Well, the calls are streaming in. Go ahead, caller.
Richland County.
Not Richland County.
Okay.
Not Richland County.
We only have 85 more counties to go.
We'll get there one day.
And I'm sure that never mind.
The county where the big balloon fest is held every year. Where is that? 740-383-9944.
Where's your book?
I already put the book away.
Your book is
right
wrong.
Around this time of year. People are not going to get to the balloon fest. They don't know where it is.
And they don't know when it is.
Go ahead, caller. Are you there, caller? Caller. I hear myself in the background. Go ahead, caller. Goodbye, caller. Where's the big balloon fest held?
Somebody fell asleep while they were calling on the phone.
Oh, ay. Ay, caramba.
Okay. You want me to give you another one?
Well, oh, we got to get this one answered.
I think you're wrong, though.
Well, you don't even know what the answer is.
No, because you won't show me the book.
Union County.
Not Union County.
Now, I think he's absolutely right.
Well, I am absolutely going by the book here, Glenn.
Okay.
Wait till you find out.
Okay. All right.
You were wrong earlier about the Clay Center of the World.
Well, Marysville, they have a balloon festival down there. Maybe it's not the one you're talking about.
Go ahead, caller.
It's a Butler County.
Not Butler County.
I like Butler County. I like any butler, because I went to Butler.
You were a butler?
I went to Butler University.
Oh, I thought you were a butler at one point in your life.
They offered me a scholarship. That's why I went there.
And away we go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Mercer County?
Not Mercer, but could you tell Glenn he doesn't know what he's talking about, but I have the correct answer from the book here.
Yeah, well, I had that answer right first when I said Bobcats, but, you know, he doesn't know what he's talking about.
Well, I like you because you said Bobcats, and I worked there for 12 years. So,
hey, thanks for calling. But see, Glenn, you're wrong.
I can't be wrong because my Bobcat friend told me I was okay.
I thought it wasn't the Bobcats.
It wasn't the Bobcats.
What's his name?
What?
The mascot you were talking about?
Was the Zip? Zippy?
Zippy.
The kangaroo?
Ooh.
From
Akron. Aren't you supposed to have a mascot who's intimidating? What's
yes.
Intimidating about a
much
kangaroo?
Like, answer the phone.
Oh, boy. Here he comes hopping along. Watch out. Go ahead, caller.
You got to hit the button.
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, so Warren County?
Not Warren County. No, not Warren County. Well, we're down to about 80, don't you think? Where is the big balloon fest held every year? 740-383-9944. Trish must feel pretty good about her position right now.
I would say she does.
We have the unanswerable question here. What are you doing? You know we're doing a show?
Yeah, I'm trying to find where you're
you
looking.
You can't. Don't worry. You can't win. I said you and Dr. Feynman are not eligible today.
Okay.
Where is the big balloon fest held every year? What county here in Ohio? 740-383-9944. 740-383-9944.
You know what the most terrifying mascot is? It's not the spiders.
Panther.
It's not the spiders. It's not the panther. It's the banana slugs from UC Santa Cruz.
Go ahead, caller.
Shelby.
Not Shelby.
Shelby. Is Shelby County?
There is a Shelby County, I believe. Not right. Shelby.
Okay.
All right. We're still looking for the county.
We're down to 82 counties.
82 counties and counting here. I wonder if they'll have toppings for this ice cream tonight.
Ooh. If what do you like?
I don't like nuts.
Do you like caramel? Or do you like
caramel? I don't know what caramel is. I like, I like hot fudge if it's hot. Go ahead,
yeah,
caller.
I do too.
Cuyahoga County?
Not Cuyahoga.
That's a banana slug.
Well, that's not scary.
No, it's not.
Looks like a...
Told you.
Looks like a big piece of kernel of corn.
I was being facetious.
Oh. Well, tell them what it looks like.
A banana slug is... A real one is really nasty looking. I'm going to have to pull it up.
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, was it Coshocton?
Not Coshocton.
Huh.
Not Coshocton, not Cuyahoga.
That's what a banana slug looks like. It's a big, long, yellow snake-like thing.
Looks like a piece of yellow squash.
Yeah, that's exactly what it looks like.
The yellow
yeah.
squash is what that reminds me of. Yeah. I like hot fudge and a little bit of whipped cream.
I like caramel.
Caramel.
No, I asked for caramel.
Well, but see, they won't know what that is.
With nuts.
Maybe if you go to McDonald's. They might get it for you.
They do. That's where I get mine.
All right. 740-383-9944. Balloon Fest. Where is it? What county? Here in Ohio. 740-383-9944.
Did you know that a banana slug is a slimy, shell-less mollusk?
I did not know that.
Yes. A lot of people don't know what a mollusk is.
Well, that's very fascinating.
Don't you like to know I'm trying to kill some time for you.
I was dying to know that was coming. Why don't you tell people what's coming up today at noon?
Well, we're going to the Balloon Festival down in Union County.
Well, there is no Balloon Festival in Union County. You'll be out of luck.
There really is. I haven't been to it, but I have a lot of friends that have told me about it. What are we going to do today? That would be a good question. Well, except for I don't know the answer to that. We're going to play euchre.
Play euchre for me. That'll be good. Tune that in. Go ahead, caller.
Ashland.
Ashland County. You have
Ashland.
Got it.
Ashland. Oh,
thank
my.
You.
Trish, she's going to win it.
She got it. Ashland County. How about that?
That's interesting. I came across a picture of a coyote here in Marion County.
But you were wrong. You got to admit that.
No, I'm not going to admit it.
It's Ashland County.
Well, the people in Marysville who have a huge balloon festival will disagree with that. It's in
you. So you say you had another question.
Oh, I do have another question.
Go ahead.
I was going to ask but I've forgotten the answer. So I can't ask the question.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Let me think about this.
Lord have mercy. Ay. Now here we sit. I would have prepared if I'd known you were going to go blank.
And I thought it was a good question. I'm going to have to look it up.
Give me the three Cubs, Chicago Cubs, color analysts that spanned the 1960s to the year 2000.
You know this.
I do know this.
I do not know this, and I'm a Cubs fan.
Well, you have to know this.
No, I don't.
What's the most important thing to know?
The most important thing to know is that they're not winning right now.
Well, you know, they bought that World Series a few years ago, and now they're good.
Well, and they still have many of the players that won that World Series, but they've fallen on hard times. Actually, they've fallen on playing against hard teams.
Just give me the three color analysts for the Chicago Cubs.
Not the play-by-play guys, the color analysts.
Well, I mean, the personality guy.
Oh, well. All right.
Okay. From the 60s to 2000, there were only three of them. Hmm. Who were the three?
And there are going to be people that disagree with you, I'm sure.
Well, who would disagree?
Anybody who's a Cubs
there
fan
are
that
two,
doesn't like one of them.
There are two that just are in there. And then the third one is the third one.
Okay. Yeah. I don't even know the guys that are doing it now.
Oh, I don't know the people who are doing it now.
Yeah. Matter of fact, my wife and I turned the volume off when we watch, and we bought MLB so that we could watch the Cubs, but we're not real fond of the analysts. So my favorite, I was about ready to say one.
Now, what's your problem with the analysts?
They talk too much. They want to impress the audience of how smart they are about statistics. I preferred guys, and I better not say this guy's name because he may be one of the people you're talking about, but I prefer guys that know the game so well they can tell you
Now, this would be the best pitch against this batter, as opposed to this guy has struck out 437 times this year. He has 17 walks. Those guys that just sprout off. I was in that business a long time. I was one of the guys that gave the statistics to the analysts. Matter of fact, I was an analyst for a long time. And I just get tired of listening to jabber about all the numbers.
Well, we want to know who were the three.
Well, that, I think you're going to be struggling here.
Well, no, because there were three.
Okay.
Well, what, were they?
Well, you are the expert.
Well, two of them have statues.
You don't have a book even to fall
two
back on.
Two of them have statues.
Yeah, I know one of them now.
Yeah. Two of them have statues in Chicago, and one of them, I believe, is still alive.
I know two of them.
Yeah. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, I'm not sure that they were...
They were color men.
Yeah, I guess.
They certainly weren't play-by-play guys. If they were, they did a horrible job.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember who the play-by-play guy would be with those analysts.
Oh, I can tell you the play-by-play people.
Okay.
Milo Hamilton.
Yeah.
Steve Stone.
Okay.
And...
I thought Steve Stone might have been one of the...
I don't think he was a color guy.
Okay.
Sitting next to the guy he sat next to?
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I know two of the three. Yeah. I don't know all three. Now... Milo Hamilton, I hired Milo. He was one of our announcers for the DePaul Blue Demon.
When was that?
Probably around 79, 80, somewhere.
So he was still working the Cubs games?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the Cubs games back then, there were no lights back then. So the basketball games were all at night. So it worked out fine.
A lot of people didn't like Milo.
I liked Milo a lot.
Yeah.
As a person. I didn't like him so much as an announcer, but I've told you the story about trying to get one of the announcers. And
That didn't go very well.
Didn't go very well because the priest that was in charge didn't want that person because of his outside activities.
Well, you probably didn't have the money.
Oh, yeah. We had the
money. Well, what did an announcer make?
Oh, I don't know what they made, but we were paid $250,000 by WGN just to broadcast our games. So.
Right, but I mean, how much were you paying the announcers?
Very little, actually.
Right. I don't think he would have went for that.
I think we would have been able to get enough money. I don't know, because we never talked about it.
Well, to be honest, I know that this person left another team in Chicago because of the money.
Mm-hmm.
So clearly... money was a big issue for them.
Yeah, and we almost got twice as much money from his boss that he left.
Well, see, there you go.
Yeah. I almost gave it away.
You almost got twice as much money from the boss that he left.
Yeah, the boss that he left offered us $500,000 to broadcast only four of our games, whereas WGN offered us $250,000 to broadcast all of our games, except for those that were broadcast on national television. So that was the caveat. If we were going to be on national television, WGN had to back off. So, yeah. So we ended up doing, I think, about 24 games a year, which was really good for our recruiting, for the DePaul recruiting.
Well, it's interesting that people don't... Can anybody name one of these?
Oh, sure.
Announcers. Can. They've got to.
We've been bouncing around this one name.
Oh, sure.
All time.
Well, and the other one hates you.
Yeah.
Oh, no, he didn't like you.
That was the third one, and I couldn't remember who the third one was. Yes.
Yeah, he didn't like you. He had an anger toward you.
Yeah, he just thought I was a punk, a young punk.
You messed with him.
Yeah.
He shut you down. Go ahead, caller.
Jack Brickhouse.
Jack Brickhouse?
Yeah.
Do you know the other two?
There were a bunch of them. Burt Wilson.
Oh, she's going back.
Brenly or something.
Bob Brenly? No.
Well,
he used to play for the Bobcats.
Do you know that Jack Brickhouse about punched Glenn? He did. He about decked him right there in the clubhouse.
No, he just said...
Milo Hamilton.
Well,
he's not one of them, but he was there.
Yeah, he was there. You backed off and said just one, so she wins.
I put it in, okay. But I'm just saying, I just want to get the truth across here that Jack Brickhouse about decked you. And he was like 50 years older than you at the time. He about laid you out.
He didn't. He was just, he tried to put me in my place verbally.
Oh, tell it quickly. Tell the Jack Brickhouse story.
I was asked to help at the... at Dyke Stadium, which was a horrible name for a stadium, but it was Northwestern's football stadium.
I love this story.
I was asked to...
Let's just get to this punchline.
I was asked to help because I was new in the business, and Jim Vrujink, who is the sports information director at Northwestern, asked me to come, and he said, you'll learn how to work a press box. So I went and I walked in, and my mother was a big fan of Brickhouse, and I got upstairs, and there was Jack Brickhouse holding class with about five or six other announcers who were all laughing at everything he said. And I walked up to him and I said, hi, Jack. My name's Glenn Coble. I'm the new sports information director at DePaul University. He said, so what?
He had enough.
Yeah, I was out of there.
And then he stood up and slugged you. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, I have a... some brought up for the Cubs.
Go ahead.
Did you realize that Jimmy Dudley was there too?
Oh, I didn't know that. I don't even know who Jimmy Dudley is.
Jimmy Dudley was a Channel 4 sports anchor for years.
Oh, really?
Out of Columbus.
Huh. I probably saw him, I just didn't recognize the name.
He's the one who wore all the loud jackets.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Jimmy Crum.
Jimmy Crum, yeah. That wasn't Dudley, it was Jimmy Crum. Yeah. I don't think he ever did sports, though, did he? I mean...
Jimmy Dudley. I'm wrong on that, I'm sorry.
That's all right. It's fun to talk.
You know, that's the first mistake I made this year.
Oh, there you that's go. Good. That's good. That's an attaboy.
Thank you. Jimmy Crum was awful, though. Woo! He was an awful guy.
Well, I don't know whether he was awful.
I do.
Oh, do you?
Oh, yes.
Talk to me.
Well, he was just not a pleasant man.
How do you know that?
I was around him one night.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Maybe you had the same problem with him that I had with Jack Brickhouse, and he was actually a wonderful guy.
Oh, if Jimmy Crum would have said that to me, I'd have decked him right in the...
Yeah.
I'd have hit him right in the schnoz.
I thought you were a lover, not a fighter.
Oh, no, but Jimmy Crum was an awful, awful guy.
He certainly had bad taste in clothes.
He certainly did. He would have said that to me, I'd have floored him. Go ahead, caller.
How about that?
There you go. That's what Jack Brickhouse said after he decked Glenn. He said, how about that? That's the last words Glenn heard now before he hit the floor.
He said, get up off your butt.
Right. How about that, young boy? Come up here and interrupt my conversation. I'm telling stories. Oh, boy, you would have decked Jimmy. Now, you like to throw people down the steps.
I've only done that twice.
Yeah, but you'd have thrown Jimmy Crum down.
And one guy actually knifed me, and that's why I threw him down the steps. You.
Jimmy Crum, I don't want to get into it again.
What, is your caller still on?
No, they're gone.
Oh, okay.
I can't believe that Jack Brickhouse came up before the other name. The other name's far more famous.
Yeah, oh yeah.
740-383-9944.
Third name would be.
Who's the other famous Cubs announcer? I'll give you the third one if you can get this. You got to get this guy. He's the most famous announcer in Cubs history.
Probably in baseball. Well, no, but not quite.
I don't know. He might be. He might be.
Maybe.
Who would be bigger?
Well, what's his name? Cincinnati.
Joe Nuxall?
Yeah, Nuxall.
I don't think he's bigger than this guy.
No.
All right, go ahead, caller.
Holy cow.
Holy cow.
Harry Carey. You got it. Thank you, Trish.
Okay. Holy cow.
Because Harry Carey was there when Jack Brickhouse decked you, and that's what he said when he saw it. Well, he said, holy cow, Jack.
I can talk about my story with Jack Brickhouse, or with Harry Carey.
You called his house.
No, I called a number I was given because my boss wanted me to talk to him and see if we could get him to be the broadcaster. And the phone answered, Gummy Bear, which is a bar outside of Wrigley Field. That, I'm not going to.
That was the story?
No, I just.
But he told you no.
Yeah, well, no, he didn't tell me no. We started talking. He came down and answered the phone, and he was a little inebriated. And I started talking to him, and I thought, well, this probably wouldn't be a good match for the very devout athletic director who was a priest.
And then he went on to become the most famous announcer.
Well, I think it was probably a good choice that we didn't have him. It wouldn't have been a good visual of him drunk talking about...
I don't think he was ever drunk.
I don't know. Booth. Yeah, I don't know.
I you know, I've seen those Cubs game, and they say that he had beer under there, but he never had to leave a game or anything like that.
No, I think you're right there, but yeah. I'm bet he got a little... I've been a little inebriated when I broadcast a game. Sometimes it makes you better.
He was entertaining.
Yes, he was entertaining.
No bigger name than Harry Carey.
Well,
in baseball,
yes. Okay.
I don't even think in sports broadcasting, who in football or basketball is on that level?
The guy that was always right.
Me?
Terrible toupee. Come on.
Howard Cosell. Maybe.
Yeah.
He used to get drunk.
Yeah, that would be the only person I would think would be more well-known. I met Howard Cosell once, but I just met him. I can't say.
Did you know it was a toupee?
No, I was so enamored that I was talking to Howard Cosell when I was in my 30s. I shook his hand, and I probably was shaking just because I was, this is Howard Cosell.
He was probably shaking too.
I learned very early in my athletic career that you can't get too enamored with people. You know, all the people, half the people that I met that were world famous people were a pain in the derriere. And the other half were really, really nice. I can think Bob Bender was really nice. Greg Gumbel is really nice. Several of them, you would say, are really nice. And then the other half are kind of jerks. So.
Well, and it could have just been in that moment.
Yeah, and it could have been. And I think a lot of these people... They are so annoyed, well, not annoyed, but they're so put upon by fans, and there are so many fans that are rude. I had kids that were playing college basketball, which we knew were going to go into the NBA, and they would be followed by people, and people would demand them to give them autographs, and it was kind of embarrassing. Yeah.
See, that's the whole problem.
Yep.
You don't need that.
Nope.
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, you guys got this all screwed up.
Do we? Go ahead.
Yes. Harry Carey was famous before he came to the Cubs.
Oh, yeah, he was.
He was the voice of the Cardinals when they won the World Series in the 60s.
Right.
He worked with Jack Buck, was his analyst, color analyst.
Oh, I didn't remember that. That's right.
And Steve Stone was one of Harry Carey's analysts.
And Steve Stone is the best analyst I have ever heard.
Yes, and I think another one you might know was Ron Santo.
I never got to meet Ron Santo, yeah.
I think Ron Santo was one of Harry Carey's analysts, too. I'm not really sure about that.
I didn't remember that.
Well, when it comes to Harry Carey, I guess what I'm saying, he was big in St. Louis, and then he was big for the White Sox.
For the White Sox.
But there was never cable television involved. And when he went to the Cubs, it was the same year they went up on the cable television bird, and many things on WGN became huge because they were seen all across the country. And there was no other baseball team in the country that was seen on every station in the early 1980s. You could watch a Cubs game in Marion, Ohio. You couldn't watch a Reds game in Marion, Ohio in those days.
That's why Father Gilo and I decided to go with the Cubs, because we knew we could recruit nationwide if we were on there and not go to Chicago Sports Network.
The story was Harry Carey would show up as a visiting announcer in these other cities, and everybody knew him because WGN went everywhere.
Yep.
Yeah, WGN and TBS were superstations. They called them superstations.
Yep.
Sure. Yeah.
Someone called in before with Jimmy Dudley. Jimmy Dudley was the voice of the Indians.
Oh, okay.
Jimmy Dudley.
Early 50s.
Okay, so that's why. And he said he was wrong. He was thinking of Jimmy Crumb.
Now, did you know Jimmy Crumb?
Oh, well, yeah, I never cared for Jimmy Crumb. Jimmy Crum never did. I think he might have done whenever they had a Jets or it was the Jets back in that day, though, Columbus Jets. He may have done a baseball game there, but he wasn't a baseball announcer.
Oh, that's interesting. Well, I just had hung out with Jimmy Crum for one night, and it was horrible.
he was a talking head.
Oh, yeah.
He did set up a great charity in Columbus, and I can't think of the name of it. It was for young disabled kids.
Oh, right. Well, he didn't set up Recreation Unlimited, but he did a lot of work for them.
Yeah, well, that's what it was.
Yeah. But he, he was a good sports announcer. I liked him as a...
Oh, yeah, and he did the news.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
he was
good on the news.
I liked him, and he did editorials.
But you turned the color down.
He wasn't any good on any play-by-play that I ever heard him use.
He was just, in person, he was just, ugh.
I may have talked to him maybe a couple times.
And wasn't he awful?
he was kind of, tried to be friendly, I think. Yeah. But he may have had his bad moments, like Glenn.
Well, I quit. I don't go out and have dinner with my cohort here because I'm afraid he'll say bad things about me after we're done with dinner.
No.
Listen, I'll tell you what. Sean about ran over Jimmy Crum with his car. So I wasn't the only one.
Everybody does say bad things about Glenn.
Well, they do, so I'd fit right in.
That's okay.
Thank you, Colin.
I got big shoulders.
No, but that's true. I think Harry Carey was well known, but WGM made him world famous.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And I think I heard you say you've eaten at Harry Carey's
place. Oh, I love it.
Oh,
love it.
Great food. Expensive, but very good
mozzarella,
food.
Marinara, and spaghetti. I'm just telling you right now, and we thank Pat for picking up her ticket. She said she loved me and hated Glenn.
Yeah.
I heard that, which is typical. That's how this station
goes.
No, that's what she said.
She said she loved us both.
Oh, well, my headphones must have been going in and out at that point. If you say so, Glenn, if you say so. You got to get another question here because the only person we've got entered is Trish.
Oh,
and we
okay.
only have 15 minutes.
Okay.
Ask something easy. Where's Eber Baker buried?
I don't
740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, guys. Let me know if I'm wrong on this, but it says here that even Ronald Reagan did the card.
You're kidding.
Yeah, Reagan did do the cup. You are right.
That.
That's why before he left office, he went back and broadcast with Harry Carey and Steve Stone. There's a video of that on YouTube.
Don't tell my wife, because she'll turn off RMLB.
That's true. You got it, caller.
Fantastic.
That was 33 to 36.
That's right.
33 to 36.
Before he went out to Hollywood.
I'll be darned.
Yep.
That's cool.
He was a Cubs announcer. In any event... where is Eber Baker buried?
I don't know the answer to this. Because
you get it on the competition.
Who Eber Baker is.
Well, he's the founder of Marion.
Yeah, I know that, but yeah, I don't know anything else.
740-383-9944. Is anybody going to challenge Trish here? Go ahead, caller.
Marion Cemetery.
Well,
he started out at the cemetery up there on Quarry Street.
You're right. I don't know that he's in the Marion Cemetery, but you're right about Quarry Street. Okay, who do you want to put in?
Let's put in Bob.
Bob. All right, Bob. Thank you.
Mm.
That's not Bob, but...
I didn't think it was.
No, that is...
somebody else.
A caller, yes. Yeah. All right. Got another question?
No, I don't. I really don't right now.
Go ahead, caller.
Oh, that was...
No, the other third one would have been Chip Carey. Chip took over when Harry died.
Okay. Yeah.
So there you go. Those are the three.
Oh, Nuxall.
I knew Joe Nuxall. I liked him.
I was trying to think. He would be in the pantheon of great announcers.
He was. He was very good.
Yeah.
And he was strictly a radio announcer. WLW.
Yeah.
Ernie Harwell.
I'm trying to remember the name of the kid that worked in my office briefly, whose dad was the announcer in Cincinnati. It might have been Nuxall. No, it's not. I'm trying to remember. Skip, not Skip. Never mind. I have a good story, but I'm not going to tell it because I can't remember his name.
Well, we've got Bob and Trish in, so we need one more.
Okay.
What's another question?
I keep trying to think of mascots that are unusual, but I can't think of it. There really aren't any mascots. Ooh, I don't know the mascot of them. I'm going to keep thinking. Hang on.
Need something here.
I got one that I think people might stump people, but might be fun to know. Let me look it up. Now I can't remember the name of school. Don't get old. Don't get old.
Man, we are in trouble here today.
Does your brain no good?
My goodness gracious. Well, let's see here. What do we got?
How many years... that's a dumb question because there's a break in it. I was going to ask about UCLA's winning record of national championships.
Who was the first woman to host an evening newscast, a network evening newscast?
Ooh.
There you go.
I don't know the answer to that.
740-383-9944 to be the regular host of a network evening newscast. Who was the first woman?
Since you brought up women, Leslie Visser and I became friends when I was at DePaul. Excuse me. And do you remember Leslie Visser?
A little bit.
She still comes on occasionally. She was the hottest and probably the first female national broadcaster for
sports.
See,
isn't that sexist, though?
Of course it is.
Right.
But that's all I cared about her.
Oh, my. Let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Was it Katie Couric?
Not Katie Couric.
Oh.
Good guess, though.
I like Katie Couric.
Not Katie Couric.
She's
the first,
from Indiana.
The first woman network news anchor. Who was it? 740-383-9944.
I got a guess, but I'm not going to say it.
It's not Katie Couric.
Hmm.
Now, it's an interesting subject you have coming up on your show, the whole Texas incident.
Yeah.
Is that the lead?
Well, that's probably be the first question we talk about.
Now, tell a little bit about what's going on there, because it's kind of been covered, but not really the lead story on the news. Go ahead, caller.
What's up, Barbara Walters?
Barbara Walters, you've got it. Is this Brenda?
Yes.
All right, you're in, Brenda.
All right,
and another quick question to think about while we talk about this Texas thing real quick. Speaking of Barbara Walters, let's see. What show did she start on? What show did Barbara Walters start on? 740-383-9944. Tell them about Texas.
Okay. excuse me. Texas, about, what is it, 3 days ago? It doesn't make any difference when. The Texas dominated Republican Congress. They are highly dominated by Republicans. They were pushing through some voter suppression laws that were very, very suppressive. And you remember about 2 or 3 weeks ago, they walked out so that they couldn't have a quorum. And you have to have two-thirds of the voting members have to be there or something like that. And so if they take their 51 to 55 members out, then they won't have a quorum. But go ahead.
Go ahead, caller.
Was it the Today Show?
The Today Show.
Really?
You got it, Brenda. You're in again. Thank you.
Excellent.
Who was the red-haired news lady, famous newswoman who used to be on national television, who was out of Cleveland, Ohio? That'll make you think for a second.
Cool.
740-383-9944.
All right. You going to take that call?
I wonder if it's the... Yeah, just a late call. Okay, Texas.
So it came up and they were going to pass these... they got them back. They voted... They stopped voting for whatever they were voting for, and now they were going to pass it again. And so the Democratic Congress people got on an airplane and flew to Washington, D.C. to get out of Texas so that there wouldn't be a quorum. And that's where they are right now. And they are under penalty of law. It's against the law for them to do that.
And the governor said when they come back, they'll
He's
be arrested.
Throw them in jail.
Go ahead, caller.
Was that lady, the redhead, Dorothy Fulltime?
Dorothy Fulltime, you've got it.
All right.
Who we got out there? Roger. Thank you, Roger. All right, another question. Who was the blonde-haired woman in Southern Ohio who was a big national television star?
Oh, you're getting to be a font of information.
Fawning. And here's what I feel about that, just so you know, because this is not political, in my opinion. It's turning political. Voter suppression is not right, so I'm not saying that at all. But these are paid state representatives.
$600 a month.
They know what the law is.
Yes, they do.
And they know they're breaking the law willingly. Yes. So it is wrong.
It's called civil disobedience, and yes, it's against the law, but is it wrong?
But you know, yes, because, I'll tell you why. Because every time somebody breaks the law in this country, that's what we jump up and down and say. We say, they're breaking the law, they're breaking the law.
I don't.
Well, then we can't
If the law is wrong, it must be changed. And the only way to change it, if you don't have the controlling strings, is to be civilly disobedient. It doesn't mean right. You should be bad. Doesn't mean you should riot. Doesn't mean you should loot. It means that...
Here's the problem. When you take these offices, if you're a group, more than welcome. Protest, civil disobedience, peaceably protest, whatever. That's fine.
That's what this is.
Well, but it's not, because these people take an oath on the Bible to uphold the Constitution of these states.
Absolutely true.
And they're breaking the law by doing that, and they're not fulfilling their oath.
Well, I'm going to have to look that oath up. I don't think it says anywhere on there that you should force people of color not to be able to vote.
No, but it does say that you show up and you vote. And they can vote no. They can vote no. It's not their fault. They can be on the record as saying we're against this.
Yeah, I understand that.
But obstructing a vote is different than voting no.
I think you're absolutely right, and I think they're fighting fire with fire. If you want to talk about obstruction, you better talk about McConnell.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And again, I would go along and say, if he ever did anything that was against his oath, he should be treated the same way that they should.
I think he has, so.
Well, and maybe he has. I don't know. I'm just saying, I find this to be a bad precedent. Because every time somebody doesn't want to vote for something, this is what they're going to do.
No, that's not true. Because it's so far out that it requires courage, which unfortunately right now we'd have none on the Republican side of the aisle. It requires courage to know that you're going to go to jail if you do this. Or at least be concerned that you're going to go to jail.
You know what they would have been more impressive to me? If they would have resigned over it. Because if all of them had resigned, because they did this as a group, if they all would have resigned, they couldn't have had a quorum.
Yes, they could have. Because if they were all no longer members, then the quorum would have been 66% of the number of people that are actual lawmakers.
So they don't have to fill the seats.
It would be all Republicans.
They don't have to fill the seats.
I don't think so. If a person dies while they're in office, they don't fill that seat.
No, but that seat is part. It's just a non-voted seat. So I don't think you could have a quorum.
I don't know. That'd be a good question. Like
when somebody's ill. Like when John McCain was ill, he was still the senator.
Yeah.
He just couldn't show up for votes, so they didn't count the vote. It was counted as a non-vote.
Yeah.
So if you resign a seat and there's nobody in that seat, it would just be a non-vote.
What time is it?
56.
I imagine... Dr. Feynman is listening by now, and I'll ask him if he knows the answer to that.
Because a resignation wouldn't eliminate the seat, so you still wouldn't have a quorum.
Well, I don't know that's true. But
I'm just saying, the problem is that when you take an oath to do that, it's a solemn oath, and sometimes you have to do things you don't want to do.
Yeah.
Now, you can vote. No, nobody's saying that these Democrats have to vote for this bill at all. They don't. No. But what they're doing... There's a difference between voting no and obstructing the law. And they're obstructing the law, not voting no.
They are being civilly disobedient.
I think the difference is civil disobedience to me is protesting, which they can join protests.
No, protesting is not disobedient. Protesting is obedient that you're doing.
Saying that they're willfully breaking the law.
Absolutely,
yeah, okay.
And they know that they will be responsible for that.
Right, but do we want that?
Yes. On rare occasions, when what is going on is so outrageous. As this.
Like this vote count.
Yeah.
What if the people in John McCain, Arizona?
Yeah.
Let's say the Arizona people just before certifying the vote would have just walked out. We're not going to certify the vote. We're going to get on a plane and we're going to go to wherever.
Okay.
That would have stopped Arizona from certifying the vote and giving the electoral votes to Joe Biden.
And if they honestly, truly felt that to be the fact, then I suppose that would have been all right.
I just think that that's a slippery slope.
I don't think it's terribly slippery because I don't think anybody would do it because the penalties are still enforced.
Yeah, but this is also the problem with this also is it was organized.
Yeah, and it had to be organized because they had to get the plane.
But didn't we just criticize Ted Cruz months ago in Texas for getting on a plane? And his only rationale to that, to my knowledge, was to protect his family from a hurricane.
And quite frankly, I didn't criticize him for that.
A lot of people did.
Oh, I know they did because people were judging what his motivation was as opposed to what he did.
Well, what are these Democrats going to get in the end? That's what I'm... I just don't know what
they're
the
hoping
end result...
that they will make it last so long that the voter suppression law that's coming through Congress right now will get voted in.
Wouldn't that trump it anyway in the end?
That will trump all the state laws, yes. And that's what they're waiting for.
Go ahead, caller.
On this Texas thing, there's a... The Marion Star, there's a whole page on understanding the Texas walkout. And this has happened several times before, and it's back, I don't know how far back it went, but they give examples of when it happened. There's like four or five different examples, and one of them was done by the Republicans in 2019. They walked out of the Oregon, and they fled to Idaho.
That's interesting.
Blocking a Democratic... That. Fighting climate change. And it's happened in Texas a couple times because they found out they can use it to their advantage. Mm-hmm. But
that's interesting. I didn't know it had happened outside of Texas.
So it's not illegal to do this?
Oh, sure it is.
Well, according to the guy in Texas, it is, but nowhere here does it ever say anybody was arrested for it for the four times.
This was in the Marion Star?
Yeah, it's got they answer these, what is the goal of it, and the next, has it happened before, and then they list it all, and they say, does it ever work, and then they tell you if it worked or not, and then there's, how is this legal? It says it's legal. It really isn't.
Yeah.
State lawmakers have generally required to attend their legislation sessions.
Yeah.
Has it ever worked?
The walkouts have been used like a filibuster.
Yeah.
And you know they want to get rid of the filibuster now.
Well, when I was running for state representative, I asked the head of the Democrats, I said, how often do I have to be down here in Columbus? And he said, well, we have sessions this number of times a month. And it's, you know, I can't remember what it was. But he says, we have one dentist that never shows up. He comes once a month to fulfill his obligation.
Yeah.
So, you know, it kind of depends on, you know, what the rules are in the state. But, yeah. Interesting. I didn't know Oregon. That's
well, in Oregon, it says that Oregon is the one exception that the Democrats eventually withdrew their bill.
Uh-huh.
It was not guaranteed passage even before the GOP flight to Idaho.
See, I think it comes down to a point where it's got to be something that's so egregious to the opposition party that... it's worth that. It's worth spending some time in jail or whatever. So,
yeah.
Yeah, I call it civil disobedience. That's all. And it's against the law.
Yeah, but it will really, really, really surprise me if Texas arrested any of them.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Well, all I'm saying is you can do it. It's allowed. But if you end up in jail, there you go.
Yeah.
And what will it change? We don't know. I'd like to see that article, how often this has worked.
I'd like to know how the Star has the
well, somebody better check those facts. Somebody better check those facts. That's all I got to say. Pick a number, quick.
Oh, between what and what?
One and
two.
Eight.
Two.
Trish.
Oh, okay.
Trish, you're a winner. You can pick it up till 1 o'clock today. You're right here. And all that question answering paid off. And Trish, Courtney, and Sarah, you've got passes here. You can pick them up till 1 or 4 to 5 today. A Progressive Life's coming up next for this day. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Radio 107.1 FM. Address 400 Delaware Avenue. Phone number 740-387-9050. Programs on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM are brought to you by Williams Grass Cutters. Telephone number 740-272-0062. Website williamsgrasscutters.com. Facebook page at williamsgrasscutters. Email w.grasscutters@gmail.com.
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.